If you've ever had this feeling that something was terribly wrong with the world that we live in, but you couldn't figure out just what it was, then you've come to the right place. Secret societies, mystery religions, and the Illuminati have been controlling our reality since the beginning of time. But not anymore, because there is an awakening happening, and you are about to become a part of it. Wake up, because this is A Call for an Uprising.
This is A Call for an Uprising. Welcome to today's show. Make sure you watch this in the event that they take it down, because this is the type of story that should make people start waking up and realizing, why in the world is this necessary and why is this being mandated on children? Because all of us who have been screaming from the rooftops about the dangers of these vaxes have been silenced. They silenced all these movies that talk about the dangers of it. They never come out and say that they even are effective. They even openly admit they don't work, but they try to get everyone to take it anyway. We've had Gates and all these guys who talk about depopulating, and their number one priority in life is getting the world to take these shots. More important than the businesses that they start, like Microsoft. Well, listen to this and watch. Schools in Virginia, and as well as a spread to Maryland, schools who are now homeschooling only, they're not opening up public schools where people are going to be in attendance, they're homeschooling online, taking online classes, are mandating that the children still are to go and get their shots, to get their immunization. Listen for yourself and tell me how this doesn't make people skeptical of why in the world this is necessary.
The desks will sit empty in classrooms for most schools in Northern Virginia this fall. But even if your child is learning online, they still need their immunization shots.
I think people feel like if you're not going to the brick and mortar school, you don't need to have the immunizations, but that's incorrect.
In Virginia, students must be vaccinated just to register for school. But the Fairfax County Health Department says many students haven't gotten their shots.
We were seeing a significant decrease in the number of individuals who are coming for their immunizations, which was alarming to us.
The CDC says this is a problem across the country right now. Loudoun County's health director says families are admitting they haven't gotten their shots yet.
What we don't want is for kids to be kept from the ability to get an education because of the pandemic.
So local health departments are working on solutions. Fairfax County is hosting clinics that look like this. Socially distant booths, cleaned regularly, where students come by appointment only to get their vaccines.
I would just urge parents, I know they're concerned about coming out and exposure to COVID, but it's really important for them to understand that if they do not get these vaccines, they're putting their children and other people in the community at risk for vaccine-preventable diseases.
The back-to-school changes are cause for enough stress this year, but if your child is not vaccinated, they won't be attending class, even if that class is on a computer in your dining room. Reporting in Northern Virginia, Drew Wilder, News 4.
So they make the argument, right, that these kids, if they're allowed to go to school, they have to have shots. Even though if other kids have the shot, this is the most basic argument. I'll say it again. I've said it a million times. If the other kids have the shots, then aren't they immune to catching anything that some other kid has if his parents refuse to give the kid the shot? Isn't that how it works? What is their response? Oh, well, it's only a 70% success rate. Well, guess what? If it's a 70% success rate, then you shouldn't be putting it in your body. If somebody put a pill in front of you and said, hey, there's a 70% chance that this pill is going to give you energy, but there's a 30% chance that it might kill you today. Are you going to take it? We've seen with the flu how many people have gotten the shot and then come out and said the week later they actually got the flu. Why do you think that is? Because of the chemicals, the disease is in these vaxes. They're the thing that's deadly to the human body. But they scare you with this MKUltra fear propaganda, right? And the next thing we're going to see is, obviously, if they're mandating stuff like this, and this isn't even for the current outbreak, just wait until this stuff comes out where they're, oh, we're seeing unbelievable test results, even though they're 80% of the results, which I showed you the other day, they're claiming have side effects. Oh, that's great. That's great. That's just what you want. Would you take a pill that has 80% chance of giving you side effects? I mean, are you kidding me? Take this pill to stop your headache, but there's an 80% chance you might vomit all over yourself and have a flu and fever for the next couple days. I'm good, thanks. Can't people see there's a clear agenda to get these shots and this poison in people's bodies? How can people not see it? It couldn't be more clear. Could it? The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says it's seeing a decrease, as you heard, in students getting their shots across the country. And they're blaming it on the fact that, oh, they say, I think people feel like if you're not going to the brick and mortar school, like you heard that woman say, that just the woman who's going to pay for the things that she's trying to force upon people, she's probably an Eastern Star witch. They say, then you don't need to have the shot, but that's incorrect. So they're saying, if you don't go back to school and you're just doing online, you still need to do it. Huh? You're in your living room on a computer. Oh, the parents don't have a right to choose. Oh, well, these parents are dangerous and they're bad people because they don't want to put this inside of their child's body because they're becoming a danger for the child because the child might get sick. That's what they're trying to do now. And they're trying to take the rights away from the parents. I mean, you guys remember how much I covered talking about the trans children, how, you know, they have the right to tell their parents their gender. And if the parents don't accept it or agree, the government, and I believe that's in Canada, and I think even in a state in the U.S. it happened. It's so long ago, I don't even remember with all the crazy crap going on. But they said, look, we can come in, Big Brother can come in and take your kid out of your house if you're going to reject your son declaring that he's a woman and that he wants to have an operation done. Taking the rights out of the parents' hands and giving Big Brother or giving the children themselves the right, right? How many of these stories came out about kids who sued their own? Remember that story, the kid who went after his own parents because his parents wouldn't let him get the flu shot? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Obviously, you know, you got your D. Malay right there, the kid who says it, who's just, you know, it's all part of a scripted story anyway. So this is going on in Virginia, where it's now spread to Maryland, and it's going to spread around the country. But my point in doing this is saying, why would people not be suspicious? If your child is not going back to school, first of all, the first argument's all you need to say. Even if your child was going back to school next to kids in his classroom, if one kid's got it, why does the other kid need it? If the one kid who got the shot is immune, that should be the end of the argument. But how about the argument of this? You're in your own home with your mom and your dad, that's it. And the kid needs to have the shot in order to register for his online classes? Are you kidding me? People don't see how important it is for them to get this in our bodies. They want these chemicals injected in us. They want them injected in our kids. And then you wonder why the rate of autism, the rate of Alzheimer's and all these things are through the roof. What do you think it's from? Birds farting in the sky and suddenly the oxygen isn't the same and people are just getting sick now? The fact that they have to come out and they have to normalize all these diseases like autism on TV with shows like The Good Doctor, trying to say, oh, well, if your son has this, he's special. Instead of saying, why does my son have this? Not, oh, he's special. Treat him. You could become anything you want. And that kind of propaganda. The parents should be saying, why is my son suffering from this? What made him sick? Was it the fact that you put vaxes in me and forced the flu, you know, all this other stuff into my body? Or is it because when the child was born, he was forced to get these shots? Think about it. And then you're sitting at home in your living room and they're telling you, hey, guess what? Can't register for that online course unless you get it. You're going to have to type in they probably have to make them type in a code or something when they register to prove that there's documentation with the CDC or whoever has these results to show that they took their shots. So what, they don't get the keyboard sick? You don't, right? Oh, is that the next stupid thing they're going to start telling us that people will buy into it? I said that with this outbreak. What there's, you know, how ridiculous is going to get? I just recently talked about how they're forcing goggles on people. Can't make that up, right? That's the next thing, forcing goggles. I mean, you might as well, like I said, be dressed as a mummy. What's next? Are you going to tell us that by talking into a phone that the person on the other end of the phone can contract it? They probably will, to get people to continue to distance and isolate from each other, right? Because that's part of the agenda, to isolate and distance people from each other and get people more in tune and connected to technology for transhumanism. That's what's going on here. So these poor kids who are at home, being homeschooled, taking online courses, are being forced to get this because they might breathe into the computer or blink, and the person on the other end might catch it. Huh? If you can't see the agenda that's going on here, I don't know what to tell you. It's come out of their own mouths. How many videos have I done before the outbreak? Not just me, many people, showing you the constant pushing of the flu shot, the constant mind control, Jimmy Kimmel, everyone else deflecting and saying how people like me are dangerous instead of just going, my body, my choice, like they do for the Planned Parenthood. They'll push that for that, the actual killing of a child, but they won't with this. Oh, no one's trying to make anyone sick. These people are paranoid. They think that there's some like Illuminati secret group that's trying to Oh, then why Bill Gates, Ted Turner, the Clintons? Why don't all these people talk about how important it is to depopulate the world? And how come their number one agenda in life isn't the corporations that are the companies they start? It's to find and create worldwide shots to give to people. That's all Bill Gates is focusing on. Don't you think if you had that kind of money at this point and you started Microsoft, it's because he cares about the human health of people, right? Oh, but wait, then why does he say how important depopulating is? Think about it. That's the overall goal here. It's sickening how dumb people are that they can't see this, and it's sickening how they're forcing this on children. But guess what? Sooner or later, it's going to be forced on all of us, and all we could do is refuse it. But you know what? We're going to have no rights. You're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to cross state lines. Not going to be able to go to a grocery store, because it's going to be a chip inside your body, and they'll be able to tell if you got the shots or not. Pretty scary if you think about it. I want to remind everyone, please check out my website at callforanuprising.com. If you haven't already, it's $2.99 a month. Definitely worth checking it out. And trying it, obviously with the stuff going on YouTube, I've been telling people to get over there. Not that many people are there, but definitely should give it a shot, because sooner or later this channel's going to get shut down, just like most of the other channels have. It's only a matter of time before they do it. So check it out. And I want to thank the Patreons again for their support, and all of you again who thumbs up the videos and write nice comments. I greatly appreciate it. Love you guys. I love this community. And I appreciate how you guys always have my back and are there for me. So thank you guys so much. God bless you and your families.